tam of the negoyim. In the pashas of negoyim, there's no ribui. Only skin is mekabel tumas negoyim. But if you have a material made out of the hair of goats, it's not mekabel tumas negoyim. For nesvegim etama b'yelaneis, but oilaneis you have. Because that was the second covering of the Mishkan. The second covering of the Mishkan was made out of Noitza Shalizim. So you see, it is called a covering. It's enough to Makabal Tuma Hanes. Is Ivazoi. Or Behema Tumeya. Shumatama Vinagoyim. Is Eina Din Shumatama Vinagoyim Hanes. I have a Kabachayma. Madrichat Or Behema Tumeya Pigskin. Is Makabal Tumas Nagoyim. And the Torah did not give Nagoyim to Noitza Shalizim to hair of goats. So Pashas of Tumas Hanes. The Torah gave to Noitza Shalizim, so Pshita Behemoth Tumei should also have a Pasha of Tumas Hameis. So good, that's how we're blind. Tiger blind means Mumma Stavra said that pig skin, if it was on top of a mace, it would be Mekabu Tumas Hameis. You learn how to Kabu Chayma from Noitza Shalizim. For the Gemara of Yelo, Ho de Tani Rabbi Yosef, Lo Yuch Shru Lom Lecha Shemayim, Elohor Behemoth Tahira Bulvad, Lomai Hilkasa. Before we said halacha that there's certain halacha skin, you can only use lecha shemayim and behema Torah, and not a behema tumeya. For what halacha is he talking about? Like, what was his chiddush that pig skin doesn't have that din? And the Gemara in the tefillin, to make in tefillin, to write the parshas of tefillin, the cloth has to be made out of skin. So what type of skin could you use? Dafka behema Torah. You can't use a behema tumeya. The Gemara named Tefillin Behedik Sibu. There's a pasuk in the Pasha Tefillin by itself. The pasuk says Leman Tiyu Torah Hashem Beficha. The Bidashin, the pasuk says Tefillin should be for Torah Hashem Beficha. Something that go into your mouth. So Bidashin Min Hamuta Beficha means you have to write your Tefillin on parchment that comes from a behema that you're allowed to eat that behema. That means only from a behema Torah. From a behema Tamei you can't eat it. You can't make Tefillin. So I don't need his chiddush to tell me I can't make tefillin from or behemah tumeya. Pshita I can't. Strashi. Elohad did Tony Rabbi Yosef. Kivan the rabbinin or behemah tumeya. Liel hameis. Now that we're saying even the skin of a behemah tumeya would be mekabel tumas liel hameis. Hod the Tony Rabbi Yosef. That's what Rabbi Yosef before. Lamai hilchasu. My the heve. What's my nafkamina? If what happened. Ilav lemelif neilatumah. To learn out some halacha that an or behemah tumeya doesn't have certain halachas. So which halacha was he mechadish that you can't do with a behemah tumeya? So if you want to say that tefillin is a trashi itmar di namim melecha shemayim, that tefillin is also called a melecha shemayim, you can't use behemah tumeya for it. Furthermore, that's pshita. The Tosafot says leman tiyu teres Hashem beficha min hamuta beficha. Yeah. That you can only make tefillin havada something that's muta. So the Gemara Elu Leorin, I'll tell you, it's talking about the skin to make the tefillin. What does Leorin mean? That means to make the batin, the covering for the parshis. So Drashi Leorin or the fus shilahem, the batin. Shehak sovim shel parshis monachas boy. Tefillin is the four parshis, and you put it into the batin. Tahai loy milaman tiot and tios nafka. So lav teruah ksivbe. Since on the batin, on the coverings, you don't have any Torah written on it, so I don't know from the posik of Laman Tiyu Torah Hashem Aficha it has to be Behemoth Torah. How do I know it from? From this halacha. Since it's a Melecha Shemayim, it has to be from Behemoth Torah. So the Gemara name, I've Omer Abaya, Shin Shel Tfilin, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That we have an Abatim Shel Rosh, the Tfilin Shel Rosh on the outside has two shins, one on the right side, one on the left side. That's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So you have to have a Ksivon on the Batim. So pshita, the batim have to be from behemah Torah. So Rashi shin shel tefillin sheyor the skin nikmati bachut should be punched out. Gimel kamotim three lines for daimel a shinish look like a shin for ratzua and the knot in the back of your tefillin shall rush. Ratzua niksheres kimin dalit looks like a dalit. V'yesh ratzua kfufa and then on the shell yad there's little bit sticking out kimin yud. Daino shakai that shin dalit yud. Since a part of the Shem's name is written on the side of the batim, Shalosh, Shaloi, is Mela Mut Beficha Binin. Havari could only make the batim out of Torah Dika skin. Or Mikro Nafka, not from the Posik. I don't need his Allah to tell me I need Torah Dika skin. I know from the Posik. Now, once the batim needs the shin on it, Pshita has to be from Behemoth Torah. And the Gemara, Elo lekorchon v'sarin. As the halacha, the parshiyus of the tefillin itself, inside the tefillin, you have to wrap it around the parshiyus with hair. Hair v'sarin. With hair of a behemoth Torah. Or the tofron v'gidim. You have to sew up the batim with gidim, that's the veins of a behemoth. And the man will say now, since it's called Melechah Shemayim, you make it fill in with this hair and with these gidim, these veins, it has to can be hair and veins from a behemoth Torah. That's also part of the halacha l'moshe m'sinah of tefillin. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. What's halacha l'moshe m'sinah about tefillin? Tefillin merubas halacha l'moshe m'sinah. That the tefillin has to be a perfect square. That's halacha l'moshe m'sinah. Nichruchu b'sayrin, you have to tie around the pashias with hair. When it's far as begidim, you have to sew up the batim with these veins, with gidim. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinah. So once a local Moshe Messina, pshit it has to be from Behemoth Torah. So Drashi El Nechrochus the Siren, Tanya Luhud Rab Yosef, the Tzorach Likshor, Igoros HaParshis. You have to wrap around the Parshis itself, the Sire with hair. Or Behemoth Torah, hair that comes out the skin of Behemoth Torah. Or the Tofrim, you have to tie up the Batim, the Gid, with the veins of a Behemoth Torah. Is the Siren, the Sire, Minaklav, Kloim Vishel Torah. So, right about this halacha, l'moshe m'sinai pshita that's me from a Torah. And the Gemara el ritzuas, the rest of the straps we make for the tefillin, that also has to be from behemah Torah. So, Mefarash Shemir said, Shver, Rashi before said that the ritzuas we make the dalit, that's part of Hashem's name. So, pshita the ritzuas has to be from behemah Torah, since you have to make the dalit. And in the shel yad, you have the yud sticking out. So, Sassemus wants to say, Rashi shita is, you could tie two pieces of ritzuas together to make kosher ritzuah. That if the ritzuah rips in half, you're allowed to sew it together. The nafkamina, the knot you made out of a behemah Torah. Now the rest of the ritzuas, you what about to make from a behemah tmeya? Maybe yes. Kamashla, no. All the ritzuas have to be from a behemah Torah. For the Gemara of Omer Rav Yitzchok, ritzuah shuras, that the ritzuas have to be black, is also halach l'moshe m'sinai. So once it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, it's mistav, it has to be from behemah Torah. I don't need Rabbi Yosef's halacha tell me it has to be from behemah Torah. And the Gemara name, Nehi, the Gemiri Shchoyrois, Eilechalam, the halacha is that the ritzuas, the straps of the tefillin, have to be painted black. Of the Torah's Gemiri, the halacha of straps, it doesn't say it has to be Torah. So Mel, that's Rabbi Yosef's chiddush. Rabbi Yosef is telling you when you come to make the straps, the ritzuas, for tefillin, if it has to be from behemah Torah and not from behemah Tumei. So good, that's what we're coming out now. The Ravada, the skin of a behemah Tumei is also makabel tumas oil. The about we learn it out from makabel chayim and noitz shalizim. That's the maskana now. Now, call upon a friend to Gemara, my heavy law, what's the pshit about the first shiloh we ask, the tachash hoya b'mei Moshe, the behemah tachash, that they used it to make the top covering of the Mishkan, the top skin was made from Or Tachash, what type of a behemoth was that? Was it a behemoth Torah or was it a behemoth Tanaya? Is Omer Reb Eloi, Omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Omer Hoye Reb Meir, Tachash Hoye B'mei Moshe, this behemoth, this Tachash that was B'mei Moshe, you know, very B'fnei Yatzmoy Hoye. It was a new type of a Briah, a new type of an animal. Didn't give it its own din in min chaya. The mesupik it was a min chaya who a min behemu. There are different type of behemus, a chaya or a behemu. They both can be tor. But as mesupik to chachamim, what din did that tachash have? So male is called the very different yatzim. It's called like its own animal. Of a vekeren achas hoyseloi the metzchoi. It was yidua that animal had one horn coming out of its forehead. It was only created that short period of time when they made the Mishkan. And Moshe made the Mishkan from the skin of the Yor Tachash. And then they hid it. We don't have it anymore, this Tachash around. So it was still Mesupik though. Was it Torah? Was it Tomeya? So the Gemara, since it says it had one horn sticking out of its forehead, that's the Raya with a Torah Dikim Behemoth. What's the Raya? The Yom Rabbi Yehuda, the first ox, Shehikriv Odom Arishin, the first carbon, that Odom Arishin bought a carbon, Karen Achas Hoysaloi, it had one Karen to the Metzchoi. Since that animal had one keren, and now he brought for korban, so pshit was a behemah Torah, who adin the tachas b'mei Moshe was also a behemah Torah. What's the raya that the korban that Adam Rishon bought had one keren? Shenem the pasuk Tilum says v'sitav l'Hashem, it was good to Hashem the korban mishor pos por, the shor was better than a por makrin, and it was better makrin mafris. From a keren and from the mafriz, from the hoofs of the behemoth. For the Gemara, what do you mean, Raya makrin? Makrin tarti mashmir. Says the word makrin, keren is mashmir that two horns to it. So what's the Raya? The Adam Rishon sure had one horn. The Pesach says makrin, it's mashmir two horns. And the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, mi keren ksiv. It says mi keren, mashmir from the one horn that it had. So, since the shor that Adam Rishon had was one keren, and will you do a Moshe's tachash also had one keren? So, mistar for they are both a behemah Torah. For the Gemara of Elishmat Minaya Bezoy Dimin Behemu, as once learning out from this posik, here it says that Adam Rishon bought a shor. A shor is called a behemah. So, what do you say before it's a to say it was a chaya? You see, klotz a behemah. And the Gemara name, Kivon the Ika Keresh. There's another chaya called Keresh. Some say it's the antelopes. The min chayu is a type of a chayu. The less tayel a chat keren also only has one horn to it. Ezekiel meim min chayu. So meil the tachash maybe was a type of a keresh, which is a min chayu. So meil umesupik it had a din chayu din behema. That's tachas philosophic. But the Gemara Vayis says poshid that it was a behema Torah. It was a behema Torah. But just a sophic was it a chayu a behema? That the Gemara blows by a sophic. Rashi my heavy lord the tachash hurl the Rabbi Yosef lav linyin mlocha de mishkan itmas, not talking about lechas of mishkan, it's talking about tefillin lo yifshid boi, we're not purchased our first shayla by the mishkan, was the Torah, was the tummy makrin tarti mashma the stam makrin kol karnav the mashma all the horns. And the Gemara no mi keren ksib, it says in the posik mi keren mashma only had one horn. So the Mishnah psilois habeged. If you have the psila, that means the wicks, you want to use for Shabbat light and air from a beged, from a cloth, like a handkerchief. Shekiflo, you folded up the handkerchief. Avolai hivavo, you did not burn it up before Shabbos. Usually to make good wicks, you used to burn it first once, and then put it out. And now when you want to use it a second time, it lights very well. That's called hivavo, like the scourge it first with fire. So avolai hivavo, you didn't burn it all before Shabbos. Is Reb Lezer Vaymeishino Tumeihi. This is called the beggar that has a shear. If a shear is touched, it's makabel tumah. We'll soon see in the Gemara, even though you folded it up, and now that it's folded up, it doesn't have a shear, you don't look when it's folded, it's ice beggar. No, since you could unfold it, it still has a shear, it's makabel tumah. Of a v'yei madlikin boy, you're not allowed to use it light with on Shabbos. We'll soon see in the Gemara, why not? Reb Lezer, Reb Akiva Vaymer, Toiri. No, he holds, since it was folded up, it's bottle, it's shear, it doesn't have a shear to makabel tumah. Umelo madlikimbo, who adin you kumadli could use it for Shabbos to use it for the wick. Shrashi, shekiflo kemoisha goidlin psilos, like you twirl up wicks. Hivavo, al hashal hevis, you scorch it on fire. Kadesh tei mechurechas, it should be burnt up like, vitadlik yafis should burn well. Is temeyahi de beged klihu. A beged's called a kli, umakabo tumma. We had before. If a beged is 3x3, if it's made out of tzemer, it's makabel tumah. The kippolios ain mevatel materas beged. Even though you took this 3x3 handkerchief and you folded it up, folding doesn't make it, does not mevatel the shear. Since you didn't burn it yet, it's still considered a beged of 3x3, which is makabel tumah. Of a v'yei madlikimbom, first time with Gemara. Gemara will soon explain why you can't light it. The chur, it's a good wick, it's made out of tzemer. Why can't you use it? So the Gemara, bishlei melinyan tumah, what's the machlokes if you have this wick that you fold it up? If it's makabel tumah or not, bopligi. To Rebbe Lezer, sova kippul einam oil. Folding it up is not mevatel, it doesn't make it ice beggar. Over milsei kamaisa kam, it's still staying in its first state. His first state was, it was a beggar of 3x3. 3 it's boys by 3 it's boys. Habi is made out of tzemer of pishtin, it's makabel tumah. If you fold it up, it helps to mavatel the shame beged, or betule bottle. You mavatel the beged, it doesn't have a shear anymore of 3x3. Mel is not makabel tumah. Rashi, kippur moyel, lift two lay mitteres beged, by folding it up, you mevatel the shame beged. Yeah. Elul inyan hadloka b'may pligi. We're talking about pishtin. Pishtin you're allowed to use. It's a good wick. What's wrong with using it for the wick? Why do I care if you fold it up, the pishtin? So what? It's a good wick. Why can't you light with it up for Shabbos? Omer Reb Loza, Omer Reb Oishia. V'chein Omer Reb Adab Bar Avo. Hocha, we're talking about b'gimel al-gimel mitzum tzomes askina. We're talking about a beged that's mamish 3x3 etzboyes. That's the exact size of this beged. That's how big this material was. Vaita uviyomtiv shechal lios erev Shabbos askinim. We're not talking about a regular erev Shabbos, a regular Friday that you can do any melacha you want. We're talking about a Friday that's a yomtiv. So the shalom now, you're burning this wick on yomtiv. Now, stamos, you light a light something on yomtiv. This wick, you're not allowed to light on yomtiv. We'll soon see why not. Now, the kula yalma is lud Reb Yehuda. Everybody holds like Reb Yehuda shita. The Omer Reb Yehuda says, masikin bekelim. You're allowed to burn kelim on yontif. If you want to make firewood on yontif, you're allowed to take a kli and start burning it. Since the kli itself was a kli, it's not muksa, you're allowed to put it into the fire to burn it on yontif. You're burning it for your own purpose, either to have hanor from the heat, or else to put it under the food, to cook the food with. Aber v'yein masikin b'shivre kelim. If you have a broken kli, a kli that broke on yontif, that's like muksa. That's called neulet. So if the kli broke on yontif, you're not allowed to burn it. Because it's muksa. You're not allowed to touch it on yontif. That's the beauty shita. The yain masikim, you can't burn those shivre kelim, broken kelim on yontif. Yeah. So we'll soon see. So male fair and again now, b'shas, you're lighting this wick, you're breaking the wick. You're making a nice kli. When the wick, before you lit the wick, since the wick was 3x3, it was called a kli. Now when you start lighting the wick, you're breaking the wick. So what's wrong with that? We'll soon see. Oh, the kula yalma islud ula. Everybody holds like ula. What's ula halacha? The yama ula. Hamadlik, when you go to light the ner shal Shabbos, is sorach sheyadlik b'roiv hayotzei. Hey, it's the wick that comes out, you have to wait there until rove of the wick caught fire. Not enough to make a little bit fire on the wick. You have to wait till rove of the wick coming out catches fire. That's how much you have to hold on to the wick, like make sure it gets caught fire. That's what everybody holds. So now the shailah is on yontif. Now you're burning this wick that the wick matchila was exactly 3x3. It had a shame kli. Now as soon as you burn the wick, you're mavatel the kli. It's no more 3x3. It's always kli. Now if you just have to light it a little bit. So b'shas, you first touched it was called the kli, then it's lit, you're not touching it anymore. But badly hold, like ula, you have to keep on holding the wick until rovo the wick gets lit. So the last part of the wick, when you're burning it, you're burning muksa. That's us to do on yontif. That's why it's us to do it on yontif. So tomorrow, Rebbe Loza Sovar Kippul Einam Moyel. When you first folded this beged, you were not mevatel the shame beged. Since it's still 3x3, this wick is called a kli. V'chivon the adlik fei purta, and as soon as you light the match, as soon as you light a little bit, hevelei sheva kli. It's considered you broke the kli. Because as soon as you light a little bit of the wick is not anymore 3x3, it's not called a kli anymore. V'chivon madlik, and about according to ula, you have to keep on lighting the wick until you light rove of the wick. Come to size, come madlik v'sheva kli. Come to say you're lighting a sheva kli, a broken kli. Come adlik. That's where Reb Lezer holds its sasa. Mashenkin, Rebbe Kiva Savar, Kippul Moyel. We're talking about you folded up this wick before yomtiv. So when you folded up this wick before yomtiv, the folding it makes it no more 3x3. It's not called a kli anymore. So it's called like a sheva kli before yomtiv. So about you meyachet to use this for yomtiv, it's called a wick. So then when you light it now on yomtiv, you're not breaking any kelim. Doesn't have a shame kli b'chlal. V'chikomadlik, when you're burning it, beitz b'amakomadlik, you start burning an eitz. I let this eitz be muksa, you miyachin before yomtiv to use for the wick. You made this wick, you folded up the wick before yomtiv, so folding it breaks the din shloisha shloisha. It's not called the kli to makabel tumra anymore. What is it called? Like a piece of toothpick. So you have this toothpick you want to use for a wick. You're allowed to use it for a wick. B'shash, you burn the toothpick, there's nothing wrong with it. That's what Rabbi Kiva says, it's mutter.
Why would Rabbi Loza also say you could fold it up before you end up and then hurry to the
Because he holds folding is not mevatel, it's shame kli, it's still called a kli. So when you burn it, burning it makes it ice kli, mevatel, the shame kli. Doesn't help, but when you burn it, you're breaking the kli, it's a broken kli, you can't use it anymore. Doesn't help, you're miyachid a full kli. This is a broken kli doesn't help. Such Rashi over Yom Tov Shechal Lias Derech Shabbos. The Shaiyach Fei Issa Muksa Skinim. We're talking about a Yom Tov that Shaiyach and Issa Muksa run it. V'yei Masikim B'shuva Kelim Shenishbarim Boi Bayom that broke today. To heavy Lu Noilat. Since the Kli broke today, it's considered Noilat. Avo B'Kelim Regular Kelim Masikim To Chosel To Tolan. Has a chair. You can throw the chair into the fire. Because before you throw it into the fire, you let it touch the Kli. So you can burn the Kli also. You have to mamish hold on to the wick. Koydem silik yodav roiv hayotzim in apsila. Roll that comes out of the psilum. Chutz l'ner, outside the wick. Hilkach, outside of the ner. Al korchit sorach la'asuk boi li'achash shenifchas mishloisha. After you lit the wick a little bit, and now the wick became less than 3x3, it became a broken kli, you still have to hold on to that wick. You have to hold on to it till the roll of it is burning. Hilkach time with the Rebbe Lozor, the Osor, what does he say? You can't use this wick. Ksova kippul ein amoyel. Folding it is not mevatel the shame wick. Ve'evele kli shenishpa b'yontif. Why is the kli the broken yontif? V'chi komadlek pe purta, as soon as you burn a little bit, ki v'dim some samasavi with exact shear 3x3, heavy shiva keli. V'pokus misholosh lav klihu. Ve'evele kli shenishpa b'yontif. Why is that a kli that broke now on yontif? When you light the rest of the roiv of the wick, you're burning like with a sheva kli. Well, the Armina, that we say, masikim kelim, you're allowed to burn kelim. That means you're allowed to throw a whole chair into the fire. Because v'shas you threw it in, it was a whole kli. Now when it breaks in the fire, you're not touching it anymore. Halim came rebol of eitzim mechonim klekamon. Only if you marble more eitzim mechonim. But later when it's burning, you're not touching it anymore. Nechlam is muxer when it's burnt. Thus, how to have a lezer. We have a kiva holds no kippul moyel. V'yakorchach me erev yomtiv kippul. Here about you folded it up erev yomtiv. The ain goydlim psila b'yomtiv. You can't fold psilas in yomtiv. Ketani b'mevi. Ukvarn is batl akli m'void yoin. The kli was batl m'void yoin. V'yain can't sheva kli. It's not called a sheva kli. That's cool. That's the machlekes. If you could burn this wick on yomtiv on for Shabbos, but talking about a erev Shabbos that's yomtiv, and the shaila is a cool the broken kli or not. Amar Reb Yosef, Haino de Tanino. Reb Yosef, Haino de Tanino. Give this the bright. I learned the bright. It said gimel la gimel mitzumsomus. There was such a bright that said these halachas about a three exactly 3x3 begin. I didn't know what halacha that negated to. But now I know it's negated to the shaila. In the case when you want to light a wick that's exactly 3x3 on yontif, it's telling the shaila. If you hold folding it is not mevatel the beggar, then it's awesome. Because when you light it now, you mevatel the beggar, and you be mevatel the masikim meshuvei kelim. So the more omiduka matara tzavad of a rabba, I'll leave Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi answers this pshan the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shema Aminik Rabbi Yehuda Svirule, it's a raya of Adam Rabba also is like Rabbi Yehuda. And this is going to be a kasha, Miyamar of Adam Rabba, Hochi. This is going to be a kasha of Adam Rabba, not like that. I'll leave this for tomorrow. Now the kasha of Adam Rabba learns here, Yelak Rabbi Yehuda, and we'll soon see in all the halachas of Adam Rabba learns not like Rabbi Yehuda. According to the theory of Adam Rabba. You were holding Chof Ches on the days by the Mishnah. That again about a psila, we'll see the Mishnah again. Psilas ha-beged shekifla. If you took a piece of a beged, a piece of material like a handkerchief, shekifla, you folded it up, and you didn't scorch it, you didn't light it before Shabbos, before Yom Tov. Is Reb Lezer Weimer Tumei, such a psila, such a wick, is Tumei, it's Mekabo Tumo, he, v'yein madlikim bo, but you're not allowed to light such a wick for Ner Shabbos. We'll soon see in the Gemara what the Yisr is. It's a psilis, it's a wick that was made out of a bag like a handkerchief that you folded up. Rebbe Kiva Weimer Tehoirihi. No, it's not Makabal Tumor anymore. Or Madlikimbo. You're allowed to use it to light the Ner Shabbos with. So the Gemara. Bishleim Linyan Tumor. What's the machlik is if this psila, this material is Makabal Tumor or not? Vol Pligi. So you have Leza Sava Kippul Eina Moyel. Even though you folded it up, it doesn't make it ice begit. Ovimilsa Kamaisa Kaimi still retains his first year. So talking about where this beggar, this material, was at least 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois, that's a shear to Makabel Tumah. So even though you fold it up now it's a very small shear, still is considered a beggar of 3 by 3. We have Akiva Sava, no, Kippu Moyel. Since you folded it up, now it's like a little wick, so it doesn't have the shear anymore of Gimel or Gimel, it's not Makabel Tumah. Ovetule Botli, Mavatel the Shem Beggar. That's the machlokes if this beggar's makabel tumor or not. Our linyan had lock of a my pligi. What's wrong with using this wick? We're talking about the wick is made out of good material. It's made out of flax. It's made out of good material. You can make a good wick with. So what's wrong with the fact you folded it up? Omer Reb Loz, Omer Rabbi Ishi, Evechein Omer Rabbi Adam Arava, Hocha B'gimol La'gimol Mitzum Semes Afkinin. We're talking about this wick. Metchila was a beggar the size exactly of 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. That's still called the shear of a beggar, it's still called the kli. Over Yom Tev Shechalias Erev Shabbos Askinen. The Mishnah is talking about when can't you light it? Only a Friday is a Yom Tev. A regular Friday throughout the year, there's no question you could light this wick. We're talking about this Friday now is a Yom Tev. So the Shalom, can you light this wick on a Yom Tev? And the Kula Yalme is Lord Reb Yehuda. The Yoma, we hold like Reb Yehuda Shita, that is an Issa Muksa of Neuled on Yom Tev. The Yomer, Yehuda holds, Masikin v'kelim. You're allowed to burn kelim on Yom Tov. A kli is not muksa. You're allowed to burn something on Yom Tov, afrat, if you want the tzarech echo nefesh. You want to burn it to use it, to cook with it, or else even to use to get the heat out of it. It's mutter to burn it on Yom Tov. Aber v'yein masikin v'shir v'kelim. A kli that broke on Yom Tov, so about in the middle of Yom Tov, it became ice kli, that's called neulet. That's an isa muksa. And the Issa Muxer he holds, you can't use it, you can't be Matalter on Yom Tov. So therefore, you're not allowed to touch it, even to put it into the fire. You can't be Matalter Muxer on Yom Tov. Then everybody holds like a Yehuda Shita. Vaita the Kuli Yalme Isnud Yula. Everybody holds like Ula Shita. The Yoma Ula Hamadlik, Snogel, every Ner Shabbos, when you come to light the wicks on Erev Shabbos, for Ner Shabbos, Sarach Sheyadlik Berev Hayotze. You shouldn't leave the wick until Rove of the wick is caught on fire. If you have a wick an inch long, your wife is not just supposed to light a little bit of the nair and go away. She's supposed to wait until rove of that wick caught fire. Then everybody holds like. So what's the machlokes here now? Well, our shaila is now you have this wick that was a folded up kli. It was a folded up. Can you light it now in Yom Tov or not? We have lezis sova kippul einamoyel. Folding it up is not being mevatel the shem kli. It's still called a kli. You have a wick that was folded up. It's still called you have a kli here. Now, v'chivan, the yadlik paper, to assume as you light this wick a little bit on Yom Tov, hevelei sheva kli. It's considered you're breaking the kli now on Yom Tov. Because the kli metchila was exactly 3 by 3, it's called the kli. As soon as you light a little bit, it's less than 3 by 3, it's not called the kli anymore. It's called a broken kli. V'chi komadlik, now according to Ula, that you have to hold on to that wick until rove the wick is lit, komadlik b'sheva kli. Komadlik, you're lighting now a broken kli, which has an issa muksa on it. You're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov then. That's why you can't light with such a wick on Yom Tov. We have a kiva sava, no, kippul moyel. When you folded up this beggar and stam, you folded up before Yom Tov. So since you folded up this wick, you made an ice kli before Yom Tov. The yain teres kli alav. Really, it's not called a kli, it's not a beggar of 3 by 3 anymore. Since you folded it up, you made it into a wick. When you light with this now on Yom Tov, Beitz Balma Komadlik, you're lighting like a toothpick. It's not called a kli, it's only a kli that's roi to light, use it for wick. You're allowed to light wicks on Yom Tov. Or the Zoy, it's not called a Shabbat kli, there's no Shalav Muksa. So that's what Rabbi Kiva says, you're allowed to light this wick on Yom Tov. So the kit to the Shailer is, when you folded up this material, that Matkhila was 3 by 3, had a Shem kli. Now you folded it up, you made it into wick before Yom Tov, is it still called a kli? Like you're not mevatel the kli by folding it. That's the first. That's Reb Lezer Shita. So therefore, when you burn it now on Yom Tov, now you're breaking it. It's an issa muksa. You can't break it. You can't light with it on Yom Tov. Reb Akiva says no. When you folded it up, you made it into wick before Yom Tov. You're mevatel the shem kli before Yom Tov. So now on Yom Tov, what is it? It's a regular wick that you're allowed to use. So even though you're burning it on Yom Tov, you're not being mevatel any kli. It's no muksa. There's no neilid. You're allowed to use it. That's the machlekes. Omer Rab Yosef, Hainu the Tanin, as I once learned in the Braisa, Halacha Gimel La Gimel Mitzumsomus. I once learned that Halacha is Nogeya to a Beged that's exactly 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois, 3 inches by 3 inches. V'lo Yadan L'mai Hilchasa. I didn't know what Nogeya, what Halacha is that Braisa Nogeya to. Oh, but now we understand that that's what's Nogaya too. When you have a wick that's exactly 3x3 that you folded it up, the question is, if it's not called Mevatel L'shem Beged, it's still called a Kli. So when you light it, now on Yom Tov, the first second you light it, you're being Mevatel the Shir or the Kli, you're like making a broken Kli now. That becomes into Nogel and it's a Muksa, and you're not allowed to light with this on Yom Tov. So the Gemara, Umid kol mataros of Adab Arava, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Adab Arava is the one that just explained what the machlokes in the Mishnah is. He's the machlokes Reb Lezer that says you're not allowed to light this wick on Yom Tov, and Rabbi Kiva says you're allowed to light this wick on Yom Tov. So Rav Adab Arava was the one of Maz, but the machlokes says I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. So Chura Shema Mina Rabbi Yehuda Srulei. The Chura Smashma this Amora Rav Adab Arava, he himself also holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That holds is an Issa Muksa on Yom Tov if it's Noilut. Like this case, we have a Kli, and now it breaks on Yom Tov, it's called Noilut, an Issa Muksa, you're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov. Fred Gemara, is that true? Mi Yom Rav Adab Arava Hochi, Vom Rav Adab Arava, Nochri, Ogoi, Shechoka,